All right. Good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Siman Shin Sad Design. This page, Reish Samach Beis, Amud Aleph, and Be'ez Hashem will learn Seifim Aleph through Hey. So this Siman is Din Shvisas Hayachad V'Kelev V'Mahalach Alpay Mama. So since last night we discussed about a person having Dalet Amos and what qualifies as his Dalet Amos, now we move to the 2,000 Amos past the Dalet Amos, which is what we consider to be his Tchum Shabbos. And this Siman is also going to talk about all of his stuff. If you have stuff, your stuff is limited to your Tchum Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Adam Yesh L'Alpay Mamel L'Kol Ruach Chutz Mi'Arba Amos Av Ovi Makam Shavas Bo. In addition to what we learned about last night, the Dalet Amos that you have, or the whatever has the din of Dalet Amos, like your whole city, you get an additional 2,000 Amos. Says the Mishra Beruv, Hu Takonus Chamim, that's a din Midrabanan. Dimin Atar Mutal Alichad Yud Beis Mil. On a Daraisa level, you have up until 12 mil, Kishir Machni Yisrael B'Midbar, Shech Zika Yud Beis Mil, which is the size of the Machni Yisrael in the Midbar, which was 12 mil. And more than Yud Beis Mil would be usher to walk on Shabbos on a Daraisa level, because the pasuk says Al Yetzi Yishmi Mekomo V'Haimi Mekomo Kai Yala Machane, and that's a reference to the Machane. V'Harbe Poskim Cholkim V'Omrim V'Gam Chutzli Yud Beis Mil Eino Asur Min HaTorah. However, many poskim disagree and say that even Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is only Midrabanan. V'Hai Al Yetzi Ay. What do you do with the pasuk? Eino Ela Asharu Linyan Otzos Kelim Rishos Lushos. That's only about Hotzaah. That's only about carrying things. It's not about how far you're allowed to walk. Chutz Me Arba Amosav D'Mekom Shaladim B'Chol Makom Sheshoves, who Arba Amos Kedil El, aside from his Arba Amos, which we assume is his personal space, Umi Shaman, from outside of his personal space, Yesh Alpay, Bekol Ruach, he gets an additional 2,000 Amos in all directions. Nimsa Diochal Alich, Me'amid Esragla, Valpayim, the Arba Amos, which would turn out that he's allowed to walk from wherever he is, 2,004 Amos, 4 Amos of his personal space, and then an additional 2,000 Amos. It's actually an imprecise number because you could go by Alachson also, meaning you get a square of 2,000 by 2,000 Amos, which you then get the angle as well, or 4,000 by 4. May a makom sheshavas bo pirish dim shavas makom mukaf mechitzos, that if you started Shabbos in a place surrounded by walls, chashuv kuluk arba amos v'yesh alpayim savva makom ahu, then no matter how large the space is, if it's a hukaf ladira, or if it's a pachsum beis asayim and not hukaf ladira, that whole area is considered to be 4 amos, and therefore you get 2,000 amos beyond that. Sif beis kiddush of a yom bebikov, ain't you day at Tchum Shabbos? You're in the middle of nowhere, and then Shabbos started, and you have no idea where the Tchum is. Mahalich alpayim psios beinonios. You can walk 2,000 average size steps, Shehim Tchum Shabbos, and you could assess that, to estimate that to be the Tchum Shabbos. Mishabura dalin, Mahalich alpayim levada arba amos, meaning in addition to your first 4 amos, psios beinonios, hanu chatziyamu makom matzav haregel, v'chatziyamu bein regel regel, v'psio beinonios. We assume that when you take an average step, your foot takes up a half an amma, and the space between your 2 feet takes up another half an amma. Now, it must be that you have to go for some dvar mitzvah. Otherwise, you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos. You're only allowed to measure for the sake of a mitzvah. So you're allowed to do this measuring of walk, of counting your 2,000 paces, because you have a dvar mitzvah to get to. Siv gimel. Shem shein adam rashi lehalach b'shabbos b'yom tovela alpayim l'kol ruach. Kach kelev uvehemto en yo. Just like a person is limited to his tchum of 2,000 amos, all of his stuff is limited to his tchum of 2,000 amos. So if I made an eruv in one direction of the city to extend my tchum, let's say to the east, and therefore limit my tchum to the west, no other person is allowed to take my stuff and bring it to the west, but one step past where I'm allowed to go. Says Ramavai in Lelsov Siman Shin Hey, Mutal Limsar Beimalein Yudi, Makom Sheishlach, Shiyotzein Uchutzut Chum. And back in Siman Shin Hey, we discuss whether you're allowed to give your stuff to an Eni Yehudi where he might take it outside of your Tchum. Siv Katan Vav, Kach, Makom Shadam Kona Sham Shvisaso. The place where your Kona, your Shvisa, Konam Sham Kelev Emelsov, Dinim Gar Machrav. Your Kelim and your Behemos are also Kona Shvisa because they're considered to be like Tafel to you. Kelev Uadin Peirosa, the Kaldav Rashayichlo, doesn't just mean your Kelim, your food, to anything that belongs to you. Umari biyomtov the less be mishum israel tzah ki im mishum truman. And we're talking about a yomtov where there's no israel tzah, so it's not an issue of carrying the kalim. So there's no israel tzah. It's only an israel truman where you're going to be moving these kalim outside of the truman. Because on Shabbos it's anyway asr. Because what do you mean you're carrying the kelim? You can't carry on Shabbos. Or we might be talking about clothing that you're wearing. Where there's not an isra tzah on clothing, but there still would be an isra of tchumen. If I borrowed your tie and I put it on and I'm wearing it, so I'm not violating otzah. But if I continue to wear it outside of where your tchum Shabbos is, then that's a problem. It's the malbush nigrach or bailav. The malbush is nigrach after the bailim. So Rabbi Reisman tells him, I said that he was once teaching this halacha on Shabbos, and a guy said, my son's in Lakewood for Shabbos, I'm in Flatbush, and I borrowed his tie. I said, well, he had a tie that was lying around the house, so I'm using his tie. So Rabbi Reisman said, take it off right now and leave it here. You're not allowed to be moving his tie outside of his tchum. His tchum is in Lakewood, so it would be a problem. So ein yachol shum adam, afilo yibetoch tchum shalom olich. No one is allowed to carry it, even if it's within the tchum of the guy who's doing the carrying. And then the Rama referred to something back in Simon Shin Hei about giving your stuff to a Nachri, to Shamavor Leheter, that over there we said, you're allowed to give it to a Nachri, even though you don't know what he's going to do with it. Mishmur quotes Yesh Machmirin, but the minig is to be Mekil. But you're certainly not allowed to ask him to bring it outside of your tchum. That would be Aser. Sif Dalit, Hamoser Behemto Livno, Hare Karaglea Av. If you give your behemoth to your son, it's still limited by your tchum, not by his tchum. Karaglea Av, lo Karaglea Ben Amalicham, not like the tchum of the son, who is the one who's actually, moving the animal around. Because generally, when you give something to your child, it's not for keeps, it's just that you trust your child to watch your stuff, but it's yours. Lufiza, Filu Masulamir of Shabbos, Namidina. So this would be true even if you gave it to him on Erev Shabbos. There are others that disagree with the Mechaber and hold that a son is no different than anybody else. And therefore, if you're always giving your animal to your son to shepherd the animal, so then it's just like giving it to a regular shepherd. Where it takes on the tchum of the shepherd, even if you give it to the shepherd on Shabbos, as we're about to see, in Sif Hei, Misara LaRoa, if you give your animal to a shepherd, Afilu Nisanalo Be Yom Tov, even if you give it to the shepherd after Shabbos or Yom Tov has already started, Hare Hi Karagle HaRoa, the shepherd could bring it anywhere within his own tchum. V'misara L'Shnei Roa, but if you give it to two shepherds, Hare Karagle Baaleha, then it maintains the tchum of the owner of the animal, because neither shepherd is really Kona with their tchum. Says the Mishambura, Misara LaRoa, that even if the shepherd is a non-Jew, we say it goes by the tchum of the roa and not the tchum of the Jewish owner. And even if you gave it to him on Yom Tov, because we know that your intention when Shabbos or Yom Tov started was that you were going to give it to a shepherd, and therefore you never intended for your animal to be Kona Shvisa with you. The Mechaber sounds like he's saying that even if there are lots of shepherds around town, since you only gave it to one of them, it takes on the tchum of that one roa that you entrusted with your animal. But many poskim disagree. And they hold that if there are multiple options of different shepherds you could have given it to, and you chose one of them, then it would still maintain the tchum of the bailim, because you hadn't decided in advance who you're going to give it to the next day. So nishar memeila b'rishus ha-bailim, and therefore it defaults to the rishus of the bailim. Unless you always give it to one of the shepherds. There are 10 shepherds in town, but you're always giving it to Reuven. You're never giving it to Shimon Levi Yehuda, etc. So da'az ha-reu k'ragli ha-ro'ahu. Then we assume that that's a foregone conclusion that it was meant to be given to him, and therefore it's subject to his tchum. Vida, and you should note, the mashakos of Yom Tov Lav Davka, the fact that it says Yom Tov of years Lav Davka, the Shaykh Zagamlin Shabbos, because the same is true about Shabbos. V'chein din d'siv ches v'siv tes v'siv yir aleph v'shari adin shayich rak v'yom tov. And the same is true in a number of the other halachas, but some of them relate to Yom Tov. V'mishum grar adinach nakal l'kulukan. And because some of these dinim are only going to relate to Yom Tov, so we mention Yom Tov over here as well. M'pnei sholo kona echad mehem. So we said if he gave it to two roim, neither of the roim is actually kona the shvisa for that behema. Ratzalomer t'v'kon zeh shayich sheyesh kamer roim. In a case where there are multiple shepherds, ein darko limsor shiyeh b'rishusam linin kin shvisa. It's not normal to limsor shiyeh b'rishusam linin kin shvisa, to give it to one of them to be able to have the kinyan shvisa. U'mistimas ha'mechaber mashma t'lo shani lan b'nei masal l'shnei roim me'erev Shabbos b'nei masal lehem b'Shabbos. That it doesn't matter when you gave it to these shnei roim, whether it was on Shabbos itself or before Shabbos. That's what the mechaber sounds like, that it's always going to go with your tchum. Aval rabim cholkem al zeh, but there are a lot of people that disagree with the mechaber, a lot of rishonim that disagree with the mechaber, the Ravi, the Muhammad, the Ran, the Balamar, that Shar Tzion points out, usvirlu, when they hold be'erev Shabbos, that if you gave it to the shepherds on Erev Shabbos, einaf kamina bin roach l'kamerohim, ubekulan roach krag l'erom, v'in melichim nosan l'machim shesherom yicholim lahalich, then it's just like giving it to one roach, where it's going to be limited to the tchum of the roach. Now, since there are two roim, it's going to be limited to the common tchum of the two roim, of wherever they're both allowed to go. But if when you gave it to them, you didn't clarify who is going to be in charge, and then the next day on Shabbos, you identify that you're giving a dafka to one of them, then it follows the tchum of the bailim, because you hadn't clarified who is in charge of it on Erev Shabbos. And unlike the Mechaber, if you give it to both of the roim on Shabbos itself, then it's considered to be, most poskim would say it would have the status of the raglei habaylim in that case when you give it on Shabbos itself. So to review what we learned tonight, we'll go sif by sif. First, we said that you get 2,000 more amos outside of your dalet amos, but midal raisa, so you either get yud beis meal or no limits whatsoever. Then we said in sif beis that if you need to go for a mitzvah, you can measure 2,000 amos by taking 2,000 footsteps. And then in Sif Gimel, we said that all your stuff is limited to your tchum, but we paskin that you can give your animals to a non-Jew without concern that he's going to take them outside of the tchum. Then in Sif Dalet, we said that when you entrust your son with your behema, Shulchan Aruch holds it follows your tchum, but others say it follows his tchum. And then in Sif Hey, we said that if you give a behema to one roa, especially if he's the only roa in town, or the roa you normally give stuff to, then the animal follows the shepherd's tchum, even if you gave it to him on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if you give it to two roim, to shnei roim, on Shabbos, it's subject to the tchum of the bailim. But on Erev Shabbos, it's a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch thinks that it follows the tchum, it follows the bailim, but many rishonim hold that it's limited to the tchum of both shepherds. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place, si'ifim vav zayin ches tes and yud. Everyone have a wonderful evening.